everybody wants everybody to succeed. So it's really just down to that. So cheers, everyone. Thanks to you, number one in the UK.
Woohoo!
I have to say, very, very amazing. And Claire and Bridget, we're joined by two more legends tonight. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Bridget here.
Hiya.
There you go. Look at that focus and concentration on your faces, huh?
I love those. That's really great poses.
Wonderful, wonderful. But, you know, we're going to start officially in just a minute or two here, guys. And but I am recording this bit because it's always just nice just to we catch nuggets of wisdom at any given moment. So a very important call we have for people tonight. Right, Claire?
Definitely, definitely. We're going to totally help you get really focused now, ready to take action for the next year. And just to reiterate what Dave says, it's amazing watching Natalie be crowned as number one, because she's working with us and helping us all in the belief that we can achieve everything, because we literally just copy what she does. And it is a copycat business. But when you've got somebody rooting for you constantly, you just know you can't fail. So she's my guinea pig. I know what's going to happen to me next year. It's brilliant. Everything she does, I just do. And anything that she does that doesn't work, it means I don't have to do it.
Right, that's it. That's right. Nat, you've had to do all of the hard work in that respect to pave the way for your leaders. True or not?
I have had to do a lot of the hard work. But I have to say, both Claire and Bridget have been there at the beginning of when my journey really started as well. So although I've been in the business a few years longer than them, when I decided to decide, they were in the team. So we've also done lots of it together. So they are two of those leaders that have made this happen with me. So thanks to you guys too. I hate to say it though, Bridget, you are the Clean Nine legend. You are the Clean Nine trainer. And I'm having a glass of Prosecco and it's day six. Is that allowed tonight?
That's not in the plan, Natalie.
after the year you've had, Nat, I think it's allowed. Yeah.
I promise you I have focus and I can stick to what I say, but damn, I let myself down.
Yes, well, Bridget, I mean, so true what Claire and Nat are saying there. I mean, you know, the path is there. Traditionally, my background is yoga, and they used to say, oh, it was a pathless land, you know. But this is the road that is now, you know, more traveled because quite frankly, Nat has paved the way, and it's very, very exciting because now it's totally duplicatable. I mean, and 2015 is your year.
It really is, and I know everybody always says, oh, it's my year this year. But actually, I've never, ever, I don't think me and James have ever felt so on purpose, so focused, so knowing exactly what it is we've got to do and that we're going to achieve it as well. So a lot of that is thanks to you, Dave, because you've helped us a lot. And obviously for Claire and Natalie as well, over the past few years of keeping us going and keeping us focused. But, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit later about how you've helped us keep our focus, because a lot of that is what we're going to be talking about this evening. So, yeah, it's a very exciting year. I've never been this excited in January on a Sunday evening. So we're going to have a great call this evening, I think.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I think we're pretty much ready to rock and roll. We'd only go about an hour tonight. So, you know, Nat, you keep your eye on the time. And if I keep waffling on, you can just say no.
I'll give you a poke, Dave.
Do the blueprint now, Dave. That's it. Do the blueprint now. But let me officially just get the thing going here, and we can rock and roll in the real sense of the word. Bear with me 2 seconds. All right, here we go. Alrighty, hey everyone. Okay, so here we are officially, and obviously we did record a few comments beforehand as well, but hundreds and hundreds of people on the call live. Very exciting. And tonight we have the wonderful Natalie Healy, number one in the UK. Congratulations. Just launched her amazing book, which, you know, people can't put down. It is that awesome. And we are joined by Claire and Bridget as well. And guys, we are just going to start out, I guess, just by setting the scene here. I mean, I think it's important just to, and I'll start with you, Nat, step back and really get things into perspective here. I mean, there's an express train going forward here. I mean, you're leading the way here. And there's a huge income and lifestyle up for grabs. And what I find happens with a lot of people is it's wonderful they're going to all the trainings. There's so many amazing trainings. But now, I mean, it's just important that they get on and do it, right? I mean, they really get on and take advantage of this opportunity, Nat.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, my most important message to everyone is don't compare yourself to others. And this is very much, you know, what I talked about today and yesterday at our training is maybe you've been in the business for a while, maybe you're brand new, and you're going to look at people that are doing this super, super fast, but it doesn't make them better than you. It just means that they've connected to their reason to do it quicker than you have. And it took me 2 years to connect, 2 years to truly believe that I could build a business with forever. But once I had connected, then the fear gets out the way, the excuses get out the way, and you'll get on and do the activity. So, you know, Emma Cooper, for instance, she's done 5,000 case credits in her first year. It took me 7 years to do that. It doesn't mean she's better than me. She's absolutely amazing. She was just prepared to do what I wasn't prepared to do quicker. She was prepared to get through the nose, go through the activity, put 12 months of her life, every second that she could, into this business. And now she's set up the most amazing future for her and her family. But you can decide to do that at any point.
Absolutely. Claire, we were just talking about this earlier on. I mean, I think, you know, obviously Nat's wrote the book on it. You've been instrumental in inspiring people to use Facebook well, but you do see a lot of people now using it wrongly because they are comparing themselves to other people, and everything is amplified though on Facebook, isn't it?
Oh my God, totally. You know, we always teach our team Facebook is the way that people can stalk you. They can decide whether they want to work with you. So of course you glorify yourself on there. You put the best bits. You don't hear about me moaning about my kids screaming on the other side of this door right now, and I'm there going, shut up. You don't see all that on Facebook. You see the fantastic things that are happening in my world and other distributors' world, but also you see that amplified 10 times over because we're using it as a marketing tool. So a lot of people are comparing themselves to something that may not be 100% accurate. So you've got to see it for what it is. It's a stage for us to showcase ourselves. You use it like that as well, but don't use it to damage yourselves because you're using it to compare. Some people are fantastic at using Facebook to showcase their lifestyle, to attract people, to share their successes. Other people are a bit more private, a bit more closed, and won't use it in that way. But it doesn't mean that anyone's better than the other. It's just how we use that. So you can't use Facebook as any kind of reality, but just focus of it on yourself to attract non-forever people. Don't even look at what other forever people are putting on there. And that's the biggest thing I can say to people. The unfollow button is a godsend, I think, to many people within this business, because you don't then keep getting bombarded with fantastic other people's successes. But if it's damaging you, then you just want to take that out of your vision, out of what you're seeing, and just focus on what you're doing.
Absolutely, vitally important. Bridget, I think what happens is, again, I mean, people look at all these amazing stories. Like Claire is saying, they're not seeing the full picture. It's amazing what's happening. But then, you know, instead of using that to our advantage, we kind of say, what's wrong with me? And we go onto a downward spiral. So, I mean, you've just got to look at these success stories and say, hey, I mean, that can be me, right?
Exactly, and I think that's one of the things that I always say to my team. You know, you've got to be inspired by others' success, not bitter or jealous, because if you start getting into those emotions, it just drags you down below the line and you're not operating on the right sort of level. So when you do see these people flying past you, and we all do, I mean, gosh, I've been in the business fair few years, and then people soaring past us at a right rate. Now, I could be really miserable and upset about that, but I'm not. I just recommend, you know, recognize that amazing success of what others have achieved and say to my team, wow, look at what they've done, and share their stories and be inspired by them. Because if they can do it, you can do it. And somebody you may recruit may want to go at that pace. Now, that wasn't what I wanted to do, because we built the business that was right for us at the time. So, you know, you've got to build the business that's right for you, be inspired by others' success, not demotivated or get into negative feelings, and don't beat yourself up. And at the end of the day, whenever I feel that little glimmer of, oh, look at what they've done and we haven't done it, I stop it straight away. I recognize that I'm comparing myself to somebody else. And so it doesn't pay you. It doesn't pay you to compare yourself to other people, because that's their business. That's their life, that's their journey, it's not yours. It's a waste of your time and energy to sit there comparing yourself to others when you could be getting on the phone and building your own business. So that's where I kind of have got really, really strict with myself and my own mindset now, to not even look and switch myself off from a lot of it as well.
You know, I had a great conversation with someone today, because, you know, everybody might look at me and think, you know, I've got the belief that I'm unstoppable, that I don't ever compare myself to others. And for a moment today, I did, even though, you know, yesterday Bob recognized me as number one in the UK. And at the end of today, I was recognized too. But I had a moment today where I was doubting myself. And one of my team, actually, we're always learning from our team. We're never the finished product. And one of my new managers this year, Gemma Easton, now, gosh, if I compared myself to her, she's built a chairman's bonus check plus one in her first year in the business. She's never used Facebook. She works full time and is only just handing in a notice in a very high pressured job. And she gave me some words today that I think can help everybody. You've got to imagine you're driving a car. You're driving a car, and if you take your eyes off the road, you're going to hit the curb. And when you hit the curb, you're finished. So think, you know, if you put your eye onto someone else and compare yourselves to them, you're going to be hitting that curb. So the only way you want to look is forward in the direction that you're going. And, you know, those words will stay with me forever. So thanks, Gemma. I don't think you'll be on right now, because you're driving all the way back to Manchester from the QLS day today.
Very cool, and very apt for tonight's call, because here's what I have found, folks. It's, you know, the word that really comes up over and over again is that people are overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed just generally in life by everything that's coming at them, and they're trying to grow a business, but they're trying to bring their family up, and they're trying to, you know, get out of debt and do all of these things. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, obviously encourage you to take whatever notes you need to take tonight. I mean, there's going to be just some light bulb moments. It could even be like just one thing that someone says to you, like Nat just said there, that just turns a corner for you. But there's a lot of myths in to do with success and in the industry. And first myth I want to share with you is, you know, having more information will get you there. I mean, gee, you know, information is wonderful. I mean, knowledge is, you know, essential, of course. But nowadays, there's just endless. It's all, I mean, everywhere you look, we just, you know, we know what to do. We can just key into Google what we need to do to be a super success. And there's information that will last you a lifetime. And all of the collective knowledge of the entire human race is now available on your phone, on your device, anywhere. And that abundance has caused a problem. And what people want nowadays, they just want the few simple things. You know, Nat talks over and over, and I talk over and over about just even having your why and connecting with that. It's the simple things here that matter. You know, you only want the four or five things that are going to allow you to get the most efficient results possible. Because the more overwhelmed we are, the more overstressed we are, the more we underperform and we just get more and more uptight. So it's about looking at all this information and using the right information in the right order at the right time. And to be honest, that's what you know, I help people do as well. And to streamline your focus. I mean, where attention goes, energy flows. That analogy of the car is perfect, right, that Gemma was talking to Nat about. You know, and top racing drivers, world-class racing drivers will say that, you know, that they have to constantly focus on where they want the car to go, right? As soon as that, you know, they can't afford to. As soon as their mind wanders into anything else, that's where it goes. If it wanders into the curb, that's where they're going. So we are so distracted with everything, and the most important skill is to be able to channel that focus. So the truth is that all this information, you've got to get in there and you've got to learn how to use your mind properly. Upgrading your mindset is what will get you there, being able to utilize that information in the right place at the right time, mastering the inner and the outer game. Okay, here's another myth I want, you know, the three of you to come in here. And that is, you know, yes, you've got to have a really strong work ethic and be prepared to do what it takes. And you guys have demonstrated that at all different levels. And you mentioned Emma, and, you know, they're prolific. And Jules, I've never seen people with such a work ethic. But it's not always about working harder either. And that's important too. You know, because if you're not applying the right strategies or whatever, the natural thing for people to say is, okay, I'm just going to do more of what I'm doing. But, you know, that can lead to burnout, and that's what you have to be careful of as well. The truth is that you've got to be able to hit hard when you need to hit hard, to go all out and make a deadline whenever you need to do that. But you really have to work smart. The truth is you really have to work smart moving forward. Right, Nat?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the interesting thing is, for the past 5 years, so the result of where I am now is really the past 5 years of having that work ethic, of sacrificing, putting my kids to bed every night, of expecting to be out five nights a week, knowing that two will cancel, because that's just the nature of this business. So really it's been three nights a week. But then last year, so 2013, I'd got to where I wanted to be. Everything was covered. It's never, ever been my goal to be number one. And the interesting part is, last year, I did less than I've ever done before. I reduced my hours because I wasn't prepared to make those sacrifices anymore because I didn't need to. But I've worked with the people in my team to help them to be able to duplicate everything that I've done by helping people find those whys and thinking about them more than yourselves, and then you'll get more than you ever dreamt possible. So being number one, I've gone part-time in my eyes, so that's probably doing 30 hours a week. Well, maybe 20 to 30 hours a week last year, 3 months out because of my neck where I didn't work at all, and yet we've been crowned as number one, and that's down to everyone in the team. You know, Dave, we released our top 20 distributors within the power team on Saturday. And I was talking to some other leaders outside of our group today, and I was telling them you had to do over 2,500 case credits to get in at number 20. And then it just went up from there to over 10,000. And that is incredible duplication and thinking of others more than yourself.
That is incredible. That's well, that's working smarter. That's leveraging out your time, and you get more out of the people who are ready for it, and then hopefully the rest of the people are inspired. But that's what's happening. You're raising the bar. Claire, we talked about that earlier. I mean, working smarter it really is a huge key here, yeah?
Oh, definitely. And another way that you can work smarter is by using your diary for you. I've got it, my diary is a file of facts, not because I want to be like Derek Trotter, you know, a yuppie or anything like that, but I use that because it's got a ring binder so you can open it up and move things around. So in my diary, I have a week to view, and I put in the middle of the week to view a plain piece of paper which has my to-do list on. So my to-do list for the week has always got no more than 6 or 7 things on, and it's the most important thing at the top. So I'll always make sure I'm, excuse me, I'm hitting the things that are urgent and need to be done, but are also the case credit generating activity. All of the other mundane things, you know, maybe a bit of admin, it can be stuff around the house, you know, stuff I need to do to get the kids' stuff ready for school. That does come lower on my list. I make sure I do everything that's going to change our life first. But also, I've just a real simple strategy. I've got coloured markers, and I mark out my time when I can work on my business. I mark out my time when I can just chill out and reflect and just enjoy life. And then I mark out any training time. When I worked full-time, I couldn't do much on my business. And rather than beating yourself up, which I know a lot of people do, just block it out in your diary. So let's say orange blocks out when you're at work. You can't do anything about that. You need that to pay your bills while you build your business. But then you can start to slot in little green sections of when you can work your business. So maybe halfway through your day, if you are at work on your lunch break, make that count. Make sure you make 5 phone calls during that lunch break, or you go out contact marketing when you're buying your sandwiches for the day. But you must, like you say, you must have downtime. So I pre-plan 2 weeks ahead, and I give myself a night off. I give myself a morning off, and I always try and make sure I have one day of the weekend, not this weekend, obviously, because of the awesome training, but I have some time so I can recoup and be the best I can, because you can't work 100% of the time or go 100 miles an hour 100% of the time, because like you say, you'll hit burnout. But if you can see in front of you all the times you can touch your business, you're going to be a lot more productive. And if you do make a phone call and someone says, when are you free, you can see straight away in your diary when you're free, book it in, rather than trying to fathom out in your mess of a diary with scrawls all over it. So keeping organized and neat helps me work smarter and more effective.
And I've seen that now famous.
I know, it's everywhere.
It was at the QLS day today, so it's through duplication by Sarah Harris in the team, who was, you know, using what you had coached, Claire. So, you know, it does go and help a lot of people. The simple things are what work.
Well, I think the big thing there as well to extract from that, Claire, is pre-plan. You pre-plan, you know, for 2 weeks in a row. Most people, you know, they really do nothing of that. They shy away from that. I mean, they just hate the discipline of it. And yet it's massive, right?
Definitely. Well, I know that I can, if you've got a really busy week, and like this week's been massive for me because it's been catch-up planning meetings with my team, preparation for the masterclass, obviously yesterday's masterclass, tonight's call, it's lovely to look in your diary and go, I've got a night off there. So you can, you're not going constantly and thinking, oh my God, when is this going to end? So you can look forward to things and make sure, one big thing is, make sure you don't write appointments in your blocked out bit for relaxing time, because it's so tempting if you run out of space to fill that, and it completely defeats the object then. So it's really helped me keep on track and know that I'm doing the correct amount of activity, because I'm filling all of those green slots with lots to do.
And to the degree you do that, folks, will be, you know, a huge degree of your success, because that also streamlines your focus. And as a coach to at this stage many high net worth entrepreneurs, including people we're talking to here and people worldwide who are doing 6 and 7 figures, the higher up you go, the more they have that discipline to pre-plan, okay? And it's essential. That's all I can say. You've got to do it. And Bridget, as the queen of clean 9 as well, and the discipline and planning that just needs to go into not only your business, but all the key areas, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's something that we coach our customers on as well, is to, I mean, as you said, a lot of people aren't used to planning. They aren't used to setting their diary and being organized. So obviously, if they're on the clean 9 or if they're a team member, you need to kind of coach people how to do these things. So like it's with a clean 9 customer, I coach them on what should they be buying, you know, start to get them organized and planning their meals ahead so they don't sort of slip up and just grab some rubbish out of the freezer on day three. I start to get them to think about things that they want to eat during the week and how they're going to feel and get them organized. And now we can have those lovely free foods on days one and two, get them planning their shopping lists and things like that. So on a very basic level for your customers, help them to plan more effectively. And for yourself, get organized with what disciplines can you put into your business this year? And it's the same for our customers. What disciplines can they put into their product use? And some of the things I think we need to be better at ourselves is, what are our plans for our health this year? You know, we need to have some plans to be better in our health. We've got to look after ourselves. So decide this evening what it is that you're going to be more disciplined with your own supplements, taking the products, using them, getting fit and healthy. I mean, I've got some really big health goals myself that Dave knows all about this year. I've got a big birthday coming up, so I'm working towards that goal in October, and I've got a plan to achieve it. Now, another one of the things that I know, Claire's diary is really famous for time management, but the other crazy thing that we've introduced into the world of forever that everybody's now copied is my crazy whiteboard. So I did a training a few years ago and showed this whiteboard in my kitchen that I had for planning my team's activity and also planning our lives and our month ahead and our year ahead, and had our goals on there, and that spread like wildfire across forever. So getting a whiteboard somewhere you can see it, whether it's your kitchen or if you've got an office or a study or a part of the house that you've designated as somewhere that you're at work, get something up so you can see it visually and map your month out and be very specific with what you want to achieve that month. So I always have the month ahead mapped out on the board so I see it every day. We have our pipeline down the one side, the people that we're currently speaking to, and we have our goals for the whole year across the top. So it's something that we see every day, and that helps us with our focus as well.
Super, super helpful. Thank you for that. And jumping into just on that as well, Bridget, it's so true, because again, I just encourage people, they're too up close to the screen of their life at times. You've got to step back, and you know, having, you know, that everything laid out in front of you like that is so helpful. It creates such space, and it gives you an overview, right? It's like you're at the top of the mountain just looking at everything. Massive, massive, important tool. So myth three then is that you can listen to an MLM guru or leader, such as any of us on the line here, whatever, tell you what to do and then just do it. How I wish that were true, guys, huh? How I wish that we could just say, you know, hey, stop comparing yourselves to others on Facebook, and they could do that straight away. I mean, for some people, they will be. It's like, you know, some people can quit smoking just, you know, immediately. That has happened. But, you know, the truth is that 90% of network marketers don't or won't do what they know to do. And it's just to remind you of that, that you are going to get off this call. You are going to come out, you know, after this amazing weekend of incredible training. And just to be aware that the old programs are going to kick in, and that's all that's happening there. So any of these fears, their deep-rooted programs of rejection and what others think, or failure, or success, or selling, or getting on the phone or whatever, or contact marketing, okay, it's important that you realize that it really is the consistency of taking on board what these great leaders are saying and just implementing it one step at a time. And that at a certain point, you know, just making that decision, albeit maybe in a small way initially, where you're feeling that fear and doing it anyway, right? And many times have you had to really feel that fear and just get on and do it anyway until it becomes a habit where you're just an action taker, not a procrastinator.
Was that to me?
Yes.
We can all procrastinate, and we can all find reasons to procrastinate. However, when you've got your why, there will never be any procrastinating again. You'll literally just be moving forward, and whatever challenges you get along the way, because God, we've all had our challenges, you'll be able to leap over them or find a way round them. So the procrastinating is just excuses. It's just because you haven't truly connected. So you need to just take that time to find out, you know, what it is that's important to you. And it doesn't come right away for everyone. So you've not got to, like we're saying again and again, not compare yourself to others. It's just the best message for you and also for your teams as well.
Perfect. And, you know, the next myth, and Claire, you can jump in on this. And it is, I mean, again, it's contradictory in a way, because there are people achieving greater success than ever before. It's happening apparently faster than ever before. But I'm just, again, want to remind you that, you know, the rules and laws of success are as old as the hills. I mean, they really are. They're timeless principles. And even though it can really look like people are becoming an overnight success, an overnight star, a reality show is behind the scenes, it's not true. Even if you look at, say, Lisa's journey, Lisa Prescott, or Emma's journey, and people like that, like Nat mentioned, it's still incredible what they've achieved in forever and a year. But the amount of training before that in their previous jobs, that all factors into it, into how much they want it, into their why, into their work ethic, into their resilience, and everything like that. So don't be, I guess, seduced at times by the myth of success. Yes, things will speed up eventually. That is true. Right? But really, like Nat says, I mean, Nat has put, you know, at least 5 really strong years, but 8 years altogether into this. Right? Jules, I know it's 4 years. The truth, Claire, is that success loves momentum, and momentum loves consistency. So, you know, you've got to generate that momentum by being consistent. And, you know, there are going to be times when you feel, if you're new on the call here, there's going to be times when you feel like throwing in the towel, saying, is this going to work for me? What's wrong with me? These people are doing it, I'm not. But I'm telling you, we're all on the same journey. And it is to respect the laws of life, to be patient. Yes, and that is absolutely right in what she's saying, that you can decide to literally go all out and put more hours in than anybody. Okay, but wherever you're at, okay, you've got to respect that it's not an overnight success, right?
Totally. And I've got a little kind of story to tell you guys that, you know, myself and Juliana Woods, she is amazing. I love her to bits. And I could easily compare this last year with her because she's ahead of me. You know, she's rising through the ranks. Now, I needed to, and I do, look back and think, right, okay, what have I achieved in my business? What did I set out to want to achieve? So first of all, I just wanted a few hundred pounds. I got that very quickly. I wanted my husband to sack his boss. I achieved that. We wanted to move out to the countryside to have this, you know, lovely lifestyle and enjoy that. And I spent the last 12 to 18 months really enjoying that. So our business has grown. We've increased by a third still, but I haven't been putting all of that fast-paced energy into it because I didn't need to, because I've been enjoying myself. But Juliana, she's got a completely different why. She wants a family. So she's building her business quickly. This last year, she's really put all of her time and effort into it because she wants to enjoy time with her new family. So I could compare myself to the likes of Juliana, but how can I? Because I don't want a baby. So I can't compare how fast she's gone with how fast I've gone. So you need to really kind of look at, right, what are your goals? Your goals are going to be very, very different to other people. So it's crazy, absolutely crazy to compare yourself to other people. You know, everybody's got their own agenda, and you need to stay focused on that, not other people's agendas, and don't get sidetracked. So we've achieved so much, and I take a step out of my business and think, and I look around and think, wow. Now, when you're new, you just need to focus on that goal. What do you want to achieve from your business? And you've got to open your mind up to more than just a couple of hundred pounds. That's the easy goal because you're too scared to commit to something bigger. But, you know, if you want those bigger goals, just focus on that and do the activity to get you there. And stop looking at other people. stay consistent, touch your business every single day, and just keep very, very focused. And I use visual aids around me all the time to keep me focused. I'm back on track now. This year is going to be a great year for me and my team, because I want to help so many people get to the level I'm at now and have that incredible lifestyle where you never, ever have to worry again. And I've got big goals now that I never dreamed I would achieve. And, you know, they're scary, but they're up there, and I'm ready to get to work now. So remember, everyone's got different issues and different whys. Just stop looking at other people and focus on yourself.
Exactly. And, Bridget, it's a case of use it or lose, isn't it? I mean, you've got to be on top of your game. And, you know, it's got to be part of you. I kind of say, look, I mean, being professional, professional networker, and being professional at running your mind is because it's become a part of you. It's like you don't even have to think about it. It's a habit, right?
Yeah, that's totally right. I mean, I first started working with you doing webinars and blueprints and trainings a couple of years ago, and there's no coincidence in that, in that the year we started working with you and listening into these kinds of webinars was the year our business really rocketed. So 2012, 2013, we had amazing success. We worked very much with you, listening into stuff and using the blueprints in the morning and the evenings, and we're really good with it. Then last year, in 2014, we had a rough year personally. We had a lot of stuff happening, and we took our finger off the inner game a little bit, and that showed in our business. We still had a good year. We still achieved chairman's bonus, and our business did grow, but it didn't grow and rocket like the previous years. And now that is a real testament to the fact that you do need to be consistent with the inner game, because that's when the doubt creeps in. That's when you start comparing yourself to other people. When your mindset is rock solid, you don't have time for looking at other people because you're too busy doing your own business.
Totally,
guys, you've got to work on that inner game and use these things that Dave is putting together for you, because they do work.
And you know, it's like pulling from everything you can, guys. I mean, you've got, you know, Nat has done an amazing job of putting systems into place, right, to help you really win the outer game. So, I mean, it's like she said, it's duplicatable. I mean, you know, and it's there for the taking. That's vitally important. But from a mindset point of view, again, success has a structure, just in the same way that failure has a structure. And it all comes down to creating habits. As Aristotle once said, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but it is a habit. So it is the cultivation of these repeated habits, the application of these actions and behaviors over time that compound into extraordinary positive results if it's in the direction of where you want to go, or if the, you know, there's things you are doing now, habits that are not serving you right now that you have to eliminate because they're going to keep you stuck where you are. So repeated habits among any great author or storyteller or actor or performer or entertainer or business person, right, it triggers creativity because they know that they've a certain few high leverage actions that produce the majority of the results, and they're disciplined in and around that. They've had to force themselves to be disciplined in and around that. So when we hear from all this wisdom, all these nuggets from everyone here tonight, just realize that in the research behind what truly allows a person to succeed, right, at the base of everything is that they can control their focus, both consciously and unconsciously, by the way, right? If you've got a strong, powerful why, that then is at the forefront of your mind, driving your behavior and allowing you to do whatever it takes. It doesn't matter what you have to do, you're going to do it, and that's a focus thing. The richest man in the world, according to Forbes magazine, Bill Gates at the moment, but of all time, even richer than Bill Gates, is John D. Rockefeller. And he was famous because he could concentrate for 5 minutes on just one thing without a negative opposing thought. Try doing it for 7 seconds and people can't do it. So you've got to start to not just yes, you've got to listen to your CDs and your con. You've got to do the inner work, as I'll recommend, at least 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the evening. But it has to become a way of life where you can truly ultimately look at the end of the year. And if you were to, honestly, in a year's time, if we were to just get you to look back, and if you could honestly say that the balance of positive to negative thoughts and positive to negative emotions in your mind had swung around, right, to a ratio of what research shows 3-1 in positive to negative. That's what Barbara Fredrickson, right, the queen of positive psychology, found in her research. That for every one negative, if you want to really redress the balance that's going on with most people, there's got to be at least 3, ideally 5 positive thoughts for one negative thought. At least 3 positive emotions for one negative emotion. And then you start to develop a world-class level of focus. So, again, I'm here to remind you that to the degree that you can let go of a defeat, to let go of the negativity, drop the negative thought. It's not easy because we haven't been trained to do it. But when I look at people who I've worked really closely with, especially Nat, especially Jules, and, you know, obviously Claire and Bridget on the line here as well, right, one thing they can do better than most people is they can manage their state. They really can, because normally our emotions control us. It doesn't mean that they don't affect us. It doesn't mean they don't hurt us. But Nat, if I can bring you in on this, it's one of the things I've seen you develop and had to develop because your why is powerful, because your children are the most important thing, but because just from your own sanity, right, you've got to be able to streamline your focus and let go of those negatives and manage your state. And I've seen you being able to do that better than most people.
Oh, you know, Dave, you've taught me this skill so much. And, you know, you've been here for me this year because, believe it or not, success brings a lot of negativity into your life as well. And you've taught me that, you know, when the shit hit the fan, it's a matter of thinking, do you know what? It's showtime. This is my moment to help that person. This is my job. This is what I'm here to do. It doesn't matter about what's going on to my left, to my right, to my family, to whatever it is that's happening at that moment. Our job is to help that person. And you've got to be able to put everything out of your mind for that time. And, you know, Sam Pierce, a great, great example. Lots of people heard her story yesterday. And she has done this incredibly without the training, Dave, that you've given me.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been through so many challenges.
Yeah.
But she's got a laser-like focus.
Yeah.
And when she needs to, she'll put all of that aside and think, this is my journey. This is what I'm wanting to achieve. This is what's important to me. So this is what I need to do. I'll put that stuff in a box. So it's a matter of being able to box your problems, your challenges, because we've all got them. None of us have got an easy life. We've all got something going on. Yes, some people's challenges might be bigger than others, but we're never one to say, do you know what? That's not important. That's not a big reason not to, because for that person it is. So you've got to be respectful to their problem because it is their problem, but it's about being able to box it. Box it, come back to it later because you're on purpose, you're on focus to do whatever it is you're looking to achieve.
And it's, you see, it is, again, a super achiever secret, is to be able to focus on what you want to focus on, the important goals at hand, to the exclusion of the oppositional thoughts. And Claire, what happens, what makes the average person average, again, according to the research, is they suffer from bright, shiny object syndrome. I mean, they allow themselves to be distracted. And the word is allow, right? And sometimes out of fear for wanting to get in there and do the activities that are going to grow the business. But man, again, you have had to develop that laser focus.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm a really, really strong believer in that everything happens for a reason, and it's always to put you on a different and greater path. And through my life, you know, we've had ups and downs, we've had crises, all sorts. Like, for instance, the reason I work now with Forever and I've got this incredible lifestyle is because my husband was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and at that point we thought, oh my gosh, we're going to lose him. So it was a horrific time. I had a newborn baby and it was just crazy. But that shifted my mindset at that point to thinking, why are we struggling? Why are we ships passing in the night with childcare and both working so in such stressful jobs for little money? And it soon made, obviously at the time it was horrible, but now I look back, that's what channeled me into changing everything, and that is what channeled me towards Forever. And I do think people are brought into your life to also test you. So I have very trying people that I come across on a daily or weekly basis, but I'm not distracted by them because I know they're there to help me fine-tune my skills. I'm very diplomatic now, aren't I, Natalie? I don't know, used to be. I've learnt that now to be very diplomatic, because you are surrounded by different types of people who will try and absorb different parts of you, and people will either raise you or they'll drain you. And it's being able to focus on those that lift you higher and that are supporting your goals, not people who are very much look at me, and woe is me and poor me. And that's really what I've developed, is being able to, yep, I acknowledge you're there, but I'm on my journey, I'm on my path, and I've got my own shiny things that I'm going for. So it is being able to just filter out all of the white noise, so to speak, and just really fine-tune into what you're wanting to get out of this.
Exactly, as Jewel said, be the radiator, not the drainer, huh?
Oh, yes, that was a good phrase. I liked that.
So, I mean, bottom line, folks, is that generally our emotional state controls us. And, you know, you might think that it's still okay to spend hours, right, in a negative state, a victim state, if things are not going great. And according to the research, under a functional brain scan, right, then you've been cut off from your frontal lobes. And what's known as the amygdala, the fear center of the brain, is out of balance, and you become less creative, and people are too uptight to succeed, which is why, you know, from where I come in, I do blueprints to help people encourage them to switch mental gears because they're too uptight. And, you know, again, it's a matter of preference, really. I mean, use what I'm giving you, but whatever else you can get your hands on out there, to start playing the right tapes in your head, right? Because, again, I remember being flown out to do this high-level seminar in, it was Iowa in the States a few years back, and there were all these multi-millionaires and billionaires, and there was 35 people in total, and it was a real hush-hush kind of thing, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I was there to do blueprints for everyone. But over and over again, what I heard from people is, please help me. I can't shut the tapes off, the negative tapes from my past, from the things that have hurt me, that I've wronged people, all this kind of stuff. They're haunting me. I can't switch them off, please. All the money in the world, and they couldn't switch off the tapes, which are just ruining their quality of life. So I'm, again, here to tell you that the ball is in your court, that you can take charge of your emotional states, that you can, even amidst situations where you normally react, because there are reactive patterns where you normally go into meltdown, if you just start to pause, breathe, take in a deep breath, right, in these situations, clear your mind a bit, right, and if you catch your mind going into that downward spiral, and like the girls are saying during this call, you can nip it in the bud. The faster you do that and get back to a state of balance, equilibrium, then the better you're going to do. So generally speaking, I find, Bridget, I find, as you know, that people have got to switch mental gears. They've got to relax. According to research, what happens is they move out of a beta, stressed-out brainwave state into an alpha, theta brainwave state. And when you're in full flow, you move into the genius gamma brainwave state. And that's, again, they're able to show this, right? And when we relax and we shift the way we feel in our heart, we move into a vibration of gratitude. And again, according to research, a state of coherence is actually reached. And, you know, doing a one-to-one in that space, right, again, remember that the electromagnetic field created by the heart is 5,000 times more powerful than that created by the brain. Combine both, and you really can get a different result. So, Bridget, you know, doing that inner work first thing in the morning for at least 10 minutes, sometimes more, essential, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just part of our routine. And actually, quite often, the children come up and listen in as well. And Oliver's now called Dave O'Connor the future man. He actually sits there and listens in. But it is part of our routine now in our life. You know, we listen to our blueprints. We listen to them in the morning. We listen to them before we go to bed. And it does really, really work. It just helps you to fight off the negativity, and when the doubts creep in, you have got that rock solid mindset that nothing gets in there and you can stop stuff actually bringing you down. So it's so important to do that inner work and not do it a bit here and a bit there. You've got to be very consistent. And the other things that I do, as well as the blueprints in the morning, is the other things that you tell us to do, which is to wake up and do the three gratitudes. And you know, that really helps with rewiring your brain into a positive, scanning the world for positivity rather than negativity. So
yeah.
I don't jump on Facebook like I used to. I do the inner work and then get to work.
Yeah, just the simplicity of the three gratitudes, the attitude of gratitude. Remember, in research, just 21 days of doing 2 minutes a day, choosing three new gratitudes, right, caused people to scan the world for positive instead of negative and augmented their results in business. So hugely, hugely important. Like Claire is saying, when you're doing that, turn off all the noise. I mean, just get the day off to a winning start. Set your goals, your daily goals every morning, and turn those goals into high priority actions. Take those high leverage actions, okay? Again, very important. If you set those five daily goals and achieve those five wins every day, right, that leads to nearly 1,500, right, mini victories in a year. Think of where your business and your mindset is going to be at that stage, okay? So turn those into high-leverage actions. You know, you're in the health and wellness industry. So like Bridget is saying there, I mean, make it a habit to get on the products, to take the right supplements, do your exercise, even if it's just walking, you know, because, and again, another thing is to make sure that, you know, you do, like Claire says, she took even 12 months, 18 months, because she could, right, where she was recuperating and enjoying her life more. But build it into your daily routine. So when you're planning your week or your 2 weeks ahead, not only plan your business, but absolutely schedule in your rest and your recovery time. Because, again, the latest research shows that you're going to be so much more productive. Like a sprinter, like a great athlete, an elite athlete, right? A sprinter has a burst of performance and then recovers. A burst of performance then recovers. An elite athlete, when are they recovering and building their muscles? When they're resting, okay? So you've got to build that in. That's why it's important to build the inner work in to your daily routine. And then schedule the things, whether it's a massage or whatever it is that you need to do to recuperate. Nat, I mean, you have had so many holidays this year, more than me, I think, at this stage.
Dave, I'm bored of holidays. It was my goal to have a holiday every month.
Right.
And I did more than that. But, yeah, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible to be able to take so many special moments with my children. And it's all about creating those memories. So school holidays meant going on holiday. And, you know, for the kids, that's normal now. It is totally normal now. And it gave us that time to recuperate. And, you know, they're really excited now because a big goal in my dream book's been to take them on safari. Now, I went on safari when I was about 21. I was doing some charity work in Kenya. So
not too long ago, huh?
Not too long ago at all, you know, I drink aloe. so yeah, I was on safari as part of this charity trip. So, and it was the best thing I ever did. And I thought, I can't beat that. I can't beat that experience. So the only way to make it different is I'm going on the most exclusive safari I could find. So it's going to be, you know, kind of white glove, five-star treatment to make it different so it doesn't destroy those memories, but to be able to take the children with me. And they're just so excited about that. So, yeah, it's life-changing. Life-changing. And now having that time back, having that time to, you know, I've never missed a big moment for them. I've never missed the school plays and all of that. But, you know, I have missed some times. Of course I have, because I've had to make sacrifices along the way, and that was one of them.
So, but look at look what you have now. I mean, move towards that vacation lifestyle. Build it into your vision now, folks, okay? I mean, really put it in there. And again, everything from health and all the key areas we mentioned on the first call. And also then, you know, to create blocks of time where necessary in your schedule, like Claire was saying there. Again, I'm just telling you what the research is showing. If you move from one thing to another, it doesn't mean, we're not saying you can't multitask. No, of course you can. The person who's more focused is able to put the blinkers on and run all these mini races, you know, 1 minute here, a phone call here, but 5 minutes here. And that's an art in itself. And again, it's a focus thing. But there's going to be times when you want to really turn off all the noise, where you protect your focus, where you say no to interruptions, where you just block everything out. And I'm telling you, I mean, without that, I would not be getting have the webinars that I have, or come up with the ideas and creativity that I have. And I think you're the same, Nash.
Yeah, you can't be top of your game without giving yourself the time to be top of your game. So, for example, you know, I've had the most stressful week last week because putting together the event at the weekend, of course it's stressful for all of us, pulling it all together, and you've got an adrenaline getting you through it. So we had that yesterday, and it went better than we ever imagined. It was truly our best training ever. And then, you know, today I was at Jane's training day. Then I've had to come straight back from there, half an hour, and we're on the webinar. But I'm on focus. I'm on purpose. And then tomorrow I know that day is mine. So it's kind of getting through everything, but you've got that light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, tomorrow is about relaxing and focusing and having some time for me, because I'm going to be no good to anyone. I'm not going to be able to give my best to them unless I'm at my best. So putting that time in your diary for you and your family is as important as putting in the meetings to help your team as well.
Essential. So, I mean, and again, that's something that you've trained yourself to do and developed. And, you know, just saying no to hanging out again with, you know, the negative people for long periods of time. Saying no to hanging out with the wrong thoughts, again, is all mastering your state. And as the late, great Steve Jobs once said, deciding what not to do at times is as important as deciding what to do, if not more important. So that's awesome, folks. We're going to do the blueprint now, which I want to just train you a little bit in training yourself to go into situations by design, you know, that to realize that you can, if you train yourself, to feel whatever way you want to feel going into any situation, whether it's a one-to-one or getting on the phone. And, hey, use this recording. If you're feeling low and you need a boost in energy, you just plug in the headphones and listen to it, and then you'll notice that you're in a better frame of mind to go at contact marking or do the actions that you know you need to take. But I want to, I guess, just reinforce that you can, in an instant, switch from overwhelm to calm, from a state of procrastination, these are all states, to motivation, from confusion to understanding, from panic to being centered, from feeling stuck to totally going for it. It is a choice. And one of the quickest ways of doing it is just to flick up in your mind, which, again, the girls listening to this and people like Faye and Debbie who will be on, and, of course, Jules and so many others who value mindset. That's what they're able to do, is recall their wins, you know, and say, okay, you know what, this is a crappy situation now, but look what happened yesterday, and look what's happening overall in my life. And so that's one very quick way to really manage your state, to master your state. And all you do, and I'll just guide you into the simple process during this little recording, is you just go back to sometimes recent times, or it can be a long time ago, doesn't matter, whenever comes to mind, practice it. Go back to a situation where you felt confident and you felt playful and you were on a roll and unstoppable and you felt, I love that bold enthusiasm for things. I mean, they're all states of mind you can access just by going back to the memory. And then I'll just encourage you to apply your anchor, which is just a neurological link. It's just a physical gesture. You know, I often use, it can be clicking your fingers or it can be squeezing a middle finger and thumb together, or if you've done that before, your index finger and thumb together. It doesn't matter. You may not understand it all right now, but just go with it. All I'm going to get you to do is to relax in a few moments. Ideally, if you've got headphones, plug those into your computer. And I'll ask you to go back to a time when you felt confident, when you experienced a win. And then you can deliberately amplify that state. You can make it bigger and brighter and more colorful. And when it's at a peak moment, then you just apply this trigger. Right? And in this case, we'll just, you know, for convenience sake, just get you to squeeze your middle finger and thumb. But you can do whatever you like, right? It's totally up to you. And then what happens in the future when you want to be at your best, you can just squeeze your middle finger and thumb, and it's neurologically linked to you feeling good, to getting into that winning state. So that's one way of changing your state. And the other way is to be able to latch on to your vision. We'll do both. The more you can redirect your attention on where you're going, on the vision for yourself and for your team and for your family, okay, then eventually what happens is that vision becomes imprinted. And you know it's become imprinted when the negatives spring up, which they will all the time, and they don't faze you because the vision overpowers it. You become the vision. And that's a work in progress. And when you listen to Nat, and when you listen to Claire, and when you listen to, you know, Jules, and you listen to Bridget, you know, there's a certain level they have reached where they have become the vision, and then it just automatically allows them to overcome the negativity. Okay? So just have some fun with this. It's just an immersion process again. I encourage you to close your eyes. Hey, no problem if you want to open your eyes and listen to it, and it just helps you to redirect your attention and where you want to go. This works at all different levels, okay? And then, guys, we'll just check in 5 or so minutes and just say goodbye to everyone. But let's have some fun with this, okay? And I shall mute everyone. Just it would help if I didn't mute myself, wouldn't it? Okay, so let's begin. So just bear with me 2 seconds. I'm just recording it live as well, as you probably know. So that's why you get a cleaner recording in the members area, because I'm using my other Mac to record another version of it, other than the live one. Okay? All right. So again, if it's not clear, don't worry. It will be as you practice it. Don't worry if you don't see pictures either, okay? Often it's just getting into the emotion and the feel-good feeling and immersing yourself into the hope and positivity of the future that makes all the difference in the world. Okay, so let's just do this now. Let's see if we got some music for you guys. Okay, awesome. Go ahead and close your eyes. And as you do, focus in on your breathing so that each time you breathe in and out, you're just at one with your breathing. And just like we talked about on the webinar, this is a training and opportunity to ignore the distractions and just be present, focused, aware. It's really, really good. If your mind wanders at all, gently and calmly bring it back. As with all recordings you can ever listen to, this or any other blueprint when you're driving your car. I want you to get in touch with your vision, your 2015 forever vision. Just get a sense and a feel of that right here, right now. This is where you're going. You're having this. It's a done deal. Feel it. See it. Hear it with intensity. Be aware of your emotional why. And if you're looking for your why, just say to yourself with emotion each day in every way, you're uncovering your powerful why. And now what I want you to do is recall a win from your life. It can be recent or whenever comes to mind. A time when you felt completely confident in what you were doing. When you were playful and having fun, where you felt on a roll and unstoppable, where you were showing that passion and that boldness and that enthusiasm, and you had energy and you were excited. You remember a time? So go back to that time right now. Be in your own body, looking out through your own eyes. See what you were seeing. Feel those good feelings. Hear any sounds. Amplify everything now. Pull that picture in closer to you. Go ahead and squeeze your middle finger and thumb on whatever hand you choose. And double the size of that picture. Intensify the emotions. See it and feel it and hear it with such emotion now that it wakes up all of your mind cells. And it makes you feel so good. Let go of your middle finger and thumb. Hold on to all those good feelings. That's really great. And now, once again, being aware of your vision and your stepping stones along the way, bring to mind in particular your next significant goal or milestone. Just get a sense and a feel. This is already a done deal. See it, feel it, hear it again with emotion. Now I want you to just imagine, just have fun with this, stepping out into your day, the days ahead, the weeks ahead, and showing up as your best self. Showing up as that six-figure earner ahead of time, having the mindset that you heard Nat talk about and Claire talk about and Jules and Bridget, and really feel what it's like now each day in every way to have that focus, have that mastery over your state, to work smarter, to leverage out your time. See yourself having fun connecting with people, reaching out with people, and get a sense and a feel of your people up ahead on your path that you're meant to meet. So I want you now to visualize your big team. What does that look like? Your huge business. What does that look like? What does that feel like? What does that enable you to do? Get the sense of freedom that goes along with that. And feel what it's like to be a person of action, what you're taking high leverage action, jumping on the phone and making those calls, following up with people, but really enjoying the journey, getting out there. If you're doing contact marketing, and again, with a smile on your face, always leaving people better than you found them, knowing that success loves momentum and consistency, and each day and every way you're going to create more of those positive habits, because you're controlling your focus. So once again now, I want you to go to the end of 2015, and wow, I want you to immerse yourself in your big dream, your big vision. See how big your team has grown, how you've grown, what you've created for your family, and the levels you've reached in the business. Case credit that you've exceeded, the bonus check that you're earning. And for the last few moments now, just get a very clear picture and feeling of you powerfully moving along your journey, taking people with you, the right people,
show up in the right place at the right time, because you walk the walk. You lead by inspiration. You lead by example. So feel yourself now. Even as you're listening to this, become more powerful, more confident, where you rise above the challenges, where the obstacles literally bounce off you, where you display that world-class level of focus. You can lock on to any goal, lock out the distractions, and the result is world-class. And each day in every way, you just find that you're performing at higher and higher levels, doing exactly what you know you're capable of doing in your forever business. And I want you to go ahead and squeeze your middle finger and thumb and feel all those feelings surge through you, all of your confidence from your past win, the feeling of passion and enthusiasm. Notice that whenever you do this, you can bring it forward into any event in the near future and show up at the top of your game at will, having that total control over your emotions and your focus, feeling excited, absolutely ready for action. Go ahead and open your eyes. Alrighty, so let me just bring everyone on just to... Okay. All right, guys, still there?
Yep, I'm here.
Good job. So, parting words of wisdom for everyone listening. Again, we got a great turnout tonight. Now, I'm going to say that a lot of people, we'll finish on this as well, think that they have to wait until they get into the great state, right, before they actually take action. But actually, it's both come hand in hand together. Once you take the action, you know, you get more energy. Once you do the work that's important to growing your business and reaching out and connecting with people, your energy comes right up, right?
Oh, it's just that law of attraction, you know, what you're thinking, you're going to be attracting. As you get more positive energy, more positive things come into your life, but it's a process you've got to work through. And, you know, I've been through some dark times, just like Jules has, Claire has, Bridget has, but it's about how you deal with it and whether you let that affect you for 5 minutes, an hour, 5 days, or a year. We're all in control of what we want, and you've got to not let issues, challenges control you. So it's about how you deal with things moving forward.
Exactly. Parting words of wisdom from Claire.
I just through that that blueprint you just did there, I focused heavily on keeping in my team, and my brain was doing all sorts of crazy things. It was lifting my team up with their team underneath them, holding them high. It was amazing, and my focus is always helping somebody else achieve their own goals and dreams. And I've learned that from Natalie very much, that if you help lots of other people, you'll achieve what the success that you want yourself. So I take away the focus on, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. It's what can I do to help that person shine? So if you do find it hard to maybe switch to your why and your vision, focus on helping people achieve theirs as well. So that will really help you kind of tune into that way of thinking, I believe.
Absolutely awesome advice. And Bridget?
Yeah, I mean, all I'd say, guys, is if you ever get stuck or you feel like you're going off track and you're getting inactive and you're not making the calls, you know, make those calls. Just do one thing, because activity breeds activity. As soon as you start doing one little thing, you'll feel more confident and you'll do the next thing and the next thing. So get your habits in place for this year and really, really work on your inner game and listen to these blueprints every day, and they really will help you with getting your head right so you feel like you can do the activity.
And just as a final note, then, if anyone is struggling, it's brilliant, Bridget. Thank you for that. Perfect, Claire. Perfect, Nat. And Nat, I'll just, you know, just bring you in for the last little bit here, because just if anyone is really struggling with their why, because, hey, I mean, a lot of people write down what they think is their why, and for some people, it is their kids. For, you know, for other people, it's not. I would just reinforce what Claire said there. Make it about helping other people, because that's one of the most powerful things you can do to start to ignite your why. Even if that's, you know, at times, you know, you feel that there's, wow, so much challenge coming at you. But make it about other people, because that's what you have done first and foremost that has grown your business.
I mean, one of the real interesting things, Dave, just to finish on, is a lot of people, you know, they do find it hard to find their why to begin with. And if we just think of Natalie Tilsley and my team, Natalie Tilsley was going for 1,500 case credits. And, you know, mid-December, she still needed about 50 to qualify for Global Rally. And so many of her team stepped up to help her, because it wasn't about them. It was about helping Natalie to get what she wanted. And then suddenly, by doing that, they realized their capabilities of what they could do, because it was about helping someone else.
And a testament to Natalie, who had obviously earned that trust from her team and that support.
Absolutely, because she's always giving to other people. So people were ready to give to her. So well done, Nat, 1,500. We're very proud of you.
Well done, Nat. All these rising stars for 2015. Guys, it's been a great call. Thank you so much for playing full out as always, and more to come next week. Would make it an amazing week. You really have all the tools. You're in the best team, so really just align with this and you can't go wrong. So I'll just leave you with this quote. Decide to play that bigger game. Decide to raise the bar. Let go of your disappointments from last week. You can change your state in an instant. That's what I always say to people, and just make it an amazing week. Have an amazing time. All right, everyone, thanks so much, as always, and we shall speak soon, yes?
Fabulous. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye. Have a great week.
All right, everyone. Bye for now.
She said, "Leave her alone."